Maybe I have to.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? How are you? You know, one thing that I unfortunately had in my life, I told you, I try to have good karma. Karma is like you have to make changes in what you've been exposed to. And one of the reasons why I had a very hard life was dealing with criminals and evil people come around to either make fun of me or to hinder me for no reason. You know, I attract crazy people to me. It's when I see them in a car vehicle following me around, and, you know, that is why I have to stay safe. You know, stay safe, you know, stay away from low-functioning crazy people. You know, they're not just homeless. You know, some of the homeless, on crack and doing drugs and want to stay on the street. And in that sense, I find they're not capable of taking care of themselves. I don't deal with that. You know, I don't deal with people like that, or whether they live in an apartment or house or whatever. There are sociopaths around us, and I dealt with the sociopath who obsesses me. Then I realized one reason why I was dealing with all this sickness or obsession was the bottom line, jealousy. They were jealous of, you know, a neighbor who I used to live next door to, jealous of me trying to make it in the industry, jealous of me trying to be a songwriter, aspiring, jealous of me trying to go to law school, and jealous of me owning a little home. And they were trying to stop me from owning a home, stop me from going to law school. That's the underlying motive. They don't like me being good. They want to undermine and see me become a tragic victim. In fact, they want to even threaten me, too, for no reason. And, you know, that's really sad. You know, it's really sad. Or any other reasons because of their beliefs. I dealt with someone who called themselves Christianity. They used the Ten Commandments. They are a very dangerous person, a mentally ill person. They took the Christian religion and used it to try to threaten me and harass me with it. Every value of religion was used to try to undermine my progress or my integrity. You know, they don't realize they are human beings. They're not God. And I had bad experiences with religious Christian zealots. They tend to be that they know it all. They think they know it all, and they tend to be very hateful. Some of them are very homophobic, racist, and so on. That's not what Christianity is for, or any religion. Whether Muslim or Buddhist or whatever, you don't use religion to harass or target people. They didn't want me to live around the neighborhood. They were angry because I wasn't a Christian. And that's not what Christianity is for. They were saying they didn't want me to live here. They hated my guts. They said I'm a demon, I'm a sinner, and I don't even know them. So I assume that person has a mental illness, yes. So he has a mental illness using religion and taking a religion to the point of no conscience, and got so much anger at me because I don't do what he say. I don't believe in Christianity. That's exactly why I don't hang out with no Christian zealots or anybody who use it to harass or target anybody or me, because I had bad experience with Christian religious zealots when I was a child. They're too ignorant. They can be dangerous. They can use the religion to harass and hurt people. They are not God. They think they know what God is. They are a human being. And they have mental illness, some kind of severe mental problem. that don't know how to respect and serve what people in any way with the Christian religion. It's really a sad situation. I don't deal with people like that, regardless of religion, especially no Christian, no Muslim, no. You know, using it for intolerance is not a good thing. Okay? Religious freedom don't give you the right to be intolerant or to harass me or to say you don't want me to live in a home or whatever. It is no excuse. It is pure evil. It is wrong, and there's no way that person should be even involved or coming around anybody or even going to any Christian church or whatever, taking that religion and trying to harass and hurt me for no reason, despite not knowing me. They are a danger to me and other people because of their mental illness. They committed some serious harm to me that is never going to ever be the same. But I experienced it before, so I stay away from people like that. Those people, this man who's spreading this religious zealotry should be locked up in a mental hospital, maybe prison. I think he's a criminal. He's got antisocial personality disorder. He's got some serious harm. Any type of religion should be used to help people and respect people. You're not supposed to use religion to harass or hurt people. And this man, I think he's God. He's not God. He's a human being. And that's the reason why I am so angry with why this person has been locked up in prison. But the other people, you know, it's like they're jealous. So I'm like, I'm poor like they are. Okay, well, I'm aspiring. All they had to do is get them a home. And they've been doing this for a long time. Basic common sense. Go to school, get them a home. There's lots of, do the right way. You know, if you don't have a home, if you don't have the ambition to be somebody, then fine. If you leave me alone or somebody alone. But to get jealous and to come at me and to target me or to undermine my aspirations, that's not fair. It's not fair at all. I don't have much. I'm not a rich person. So it really, jealousy is one big topic that leads to extreme hazardous situations. People, innocent people have gotten hurt, even their lives taken by jealousy. And I don't want to deal with some jealousy, especially with someone with a severe mental problem, because I don't know these people. I don't talk to them. They say out their mouths in the car, I should own a home. They don't want to see me go to law school. That's sick. They don't want to see me making an industry. That is so evil. They living on the street or whatever, or living in the building or whatever they doing. They should not be saying things like that. I definitely got somebody who don't like me because of my color, my skin, or my life, my sexuality, and that's prejudice, and that's. You know, acting out on your prejudices against the law in the state of California. You know, it really is. So I don't deal with bigots, homophobes. I don't deal with it. Some of these people say they're conservative. I'm like, why are they coming to me? I'm not conservative at all. And we're living in a democratic area. You know there's anti-hate laws in the state of California. Why are they coming to me? What, they looking for a hate crime? They cannot do this in California. Don't come over to me, but they continue to do it, or they live next door. This is not a conservative area. This is liberal. I'm very liberal. I respect people of all beliefs, but you don't use your beliefs and try to attack me for it. And I'm assuming it's definitely racism. Hey, I should live in South Central. Do you know that's a delusional person, you know, mental illness? Some of the mentally ill are dangerous. I told you the religious zealot, this Christian concern. What is he doing coming over to me? I don't know him. I did nothing to him. It's wrong. I should not be subjected to some hatred for no reason because of some envy or they don't want to see me succeed or something. I'm assuming that is the case. one guy says one thing, oh, he don't like me being uppity. Well, I'm going to try to be uppity. I'm going to continue. It's good to feel good about thyself. When I say uppity, I don't mean put other people down. It means feeling good about thyself and going to try to go for dreams. I mean, it's obviously this is a very Democrat area. Just look on the computer and see who's been elected where I live. I mean, look at L.A. Look at the city of L.A. Downtown L.A., West Hollywood. Look at Van Nuys. Look at Canoga Park. Look at Beverly Hills. Look at who's living Burbank. Look at the demographics of who's elected. And you have all these, and, you know, this is when it's Democratic, they are aware of discrimination. Hatred is not tolerated. Look at the state. Look at where you live in. Because you cannot do that, practice hatred or target me because I'm black or I'm gay. It's not right. Or you think I'm a demon because I practice Buddhism. That's not right either. It's not right. It's against the law. Homophobia, racism is wrong. If you continue to practice it, you can be charged with a hate crime. You don't want to be known as a hater in this area. I don't want no crazy people coming around here. As I said before, some of these people are crack addicts, maybe gangbangers or drug traffickers. I don't deal with people like that, drug dealers. I don't. They're nothing but trouble. They're nothing but trouble. Alcoholics either. All that I see is when you're under the influence, they do bad things. And in general, if you take drugs, cocaine, alcohol on a daily basis, you lose your inhibitions. And it's statistically true that a large amount of serious crimes like robbery, murder, and stuff are caused by people who use alcohol and drugs, or drug addicts and alcoholics, and commit a prescription drug abuse and so on. So I don't want to deal with it. And in my own life, I had some bad experiences with drug addicts and, you know, West Hollywood trying to sink. So I ain't dealing with it. There is no way I will take that risk for me. But jealousy or nosiness, and especially true when I don't talk to these people, except these people talk at me from a car or say something at me, they got mental illness because I don't know this. Talking at somebody you don't know, like me, they don't know me personally, and they think they do, they got a mental illness that's mentally ill. Something is wrong with this picture if they don't get help or locked up, because they can hurt somebody, and I'm not going to be the one who's going to get hurt. Only thing is see them saying things at me, and I don't even know why they are. The homeless do. Those homeless got to, you know, let it go. Live next door to me or somebody. Move on. Move on. Mind your business. That's all. That's be normal. That's stable. Stable people, healthy people don't talk at people they don't know. Stable, healthy people mind their business. Stable people don't go up to somebody they know and just start yelling at them or something. And stable people do not get jealous and want to tear me down because I have ambitions and they don't. Whatever I say in my home or whatever, it's off limits. You know, I say that before because these individuals do not respect me as I feel as an owner. And they think my home is for them to out their mouths because they're making up stories. They say, oh, we can look in or we can listen. That's not true. Whatever. It's not of anybody's business what I say in my home. And it's legally off limits. But they don't see it that way. They think, oh, I see a building. I see his home. Let's just look in. Even though there's no proof, that's mental illness to say something that's sick or to say something that ain't true or say something that's illegal all the time. But they're homeless or mentally ill, which they are, or live next door. I don't know. I try to mind my business. I don't talk about these people. I have to because it's obscene. It's insanity. my, you know, I hope that somebody can look, make them look in the mirror, get some treatment, go for their own dreams, and they'll be happier. That's all they have to do. There's no quick fix. Don't look at me for what they don't have or animosity. One other thing, they said they were my cousins. I don't have no cousins in California. No, I don't. I told my mom, and my mom couldn't believe what I said. I said, I don't have no cousins. I mean, this is a mentally ill people on the street making up stories, you know. But if I did, and they don't talk to me, because these people don't talk to me. They just come up and say, oh, we need a place to live. And they don't talk to me. They don't know me. They don't talk. That's crazy. If I did, I'd be like, you know, if my cousins had came and they came out here without me knowing, they just barge on in thinking they're going to come over. Uh-uh. You don't do that. I would never do that to my mom or my sister, just barge on in to people who I don't know or do know. You know, you don't intrude. Intruding is a sign of not only someone's a possible criminal, a dangerous person. It shows their personality to be antisocial, a sociopath, and psychopaths intrude on other people's homes and boundaries all the time. They don't know the difference. And that's what I'm dealing with. These people don't know the difference because they are cold. They don't have the capacity to understand basic human qualities, or a typical human being knows the law and respect boundaries. But these people are too cold-blooded to understand that. So I have to be safe, you know. That's why I always say, when I talk about these issues, it's true. I only hang out with positive people, people who are good, because positive situations bring positive consequences. And the other thing, it has to be someone I know. I can't hang out with somebody who I don't know. Oh, I see you on the street, or some a stranger on the street, and I just know them automatically. That's crazy. I have to get to know people. So when I'm just saying these are allegations they made, you know, that's not right. And I repeat it before because these people need mental health counseling or something. I don't know why I attract this to me. They said they're jealous. You should not be jealous. All you have to do is go get a loan. You know, I'm a poor person. I got a loan with the city. They can do the same thing, get them a home. If they want to be somebody, they can go, you can do a lot of things. If it can't be a school, get a little job or volunteer, do something to better themselves or other people. Don't sit around trying to come up with some scheme at me or try to undermine, saying they don't want to see me succeed. I mean, being jealous is not good. No way. But somebody who's antisocial, they will act out on that jealousy. Oh, yeah, they don't care. And these people presumably may be that type of person. Keep away from evil people. The best medicine is to stay away from bad people. I don't say with no Christians or religious zealots, you know, or any religion, but this man really thinks I'm a demon, or you say, in Ten Commandments, my lifestyle is wrong. You should not be using Christianity to condone homophobia or racism. You should not be using Christianity to say that I'm evil. I don't hang out with Christian zealots or any religious zealots, and I never will. And it's not forgivable for me to hear that, because that is not right to use religion as an excuse to harass or hurt or to target me. And I know what the other intent is, to drive me crazy because they want to see me go into loony bin. Yes, it's not going to happen. Drive me crazy so I can complain to the cops or whatever. I think that's the other intent. Not going to happen. That is exactly what they're trying to do. But people will know. You have to understand, these people are not to be, I just stay away from, always. They keep up serious harm. I don't deal with people. Live on the street. Some of the homeless are dangerous, yes. Some of these people are homeless and some people are not. And they got some severe mental problems. You stay away permanently. Using their religion to harass me or hurt me is no excuse. It is pure evil. And that goes against every ideology or everything that Christianity is, or any religion represents. Religion is to help people, not harass them or use it to be intolerant or to target me simply because I have a different belief. That goes against every fundamental right or belief on this planet. So I'm trying to keep safe, even if they live next door. You know, bigotry is no excuse. You know, it's no excuse. Even you know, they talk. Somebody said about the what is this? Corporation where I live. You know, no, they cannot have any type of illegal activities or intruding or whatever. Even those, these are allegations. But still, I keep away from evil people. Keep away. I had to stay safe. And yes, some people would say, dog, it's time for me to move. I'm too poor, but I am going to move eventually. I'm trying to. Believe me, I am trying to. I ain't going to move back to no rental apartment. That's not going to happen. That's what they want, because they don't want me to own a home. They don't want me, they trying to undermine my progress in life for no reason. I did nothing to them. If it's because I complain or they're worrying about the business, that is no excuse. So that is what it is. I believe in Buddhism, but I'm not going to use it to harass somebody with it. No, you cannot be no Christian. You're an evil person. Zealotry, I stay away forever. Whether they're Christian, liberal, whatever. And this is a very liberal area. They have these laws in the state and county. And we got to follow them. And somebody don't want to follow them, something is wrong. The government is going to get involved sooner or later. Cops is going to get involved. A sociopath cannot be trying to use their judgment or their actions to try to harass me for no reason because of bigotry or some retaliation or whatever in my building or otherwise. That's not right. It isn't. But good day, good night from Dove Knight.